Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and today is our pilgrimage day to see Sister Wilhelmina. It has been quite a trek here. The night before we were going to get ready to come, there was huge thunderstorms that came to Houston, knocked out our electricity for an entire day. I really believe that was the devil, so we did not sleep that night. The following day, we drove 15 hours. It was 12 hours, but then with the stopping, it turned into 15. So it was a horrendous driving day, more than I've ever done in a single day. And now we are here in Plattsburgh, Missouri, staying at this beautiful house that you can kind of see in the background. This morning, we got up to go get coffee at a local mom and pop coffee shop. We met the owners. They were there. That coffee shop and that area has been around there since around the 1800s. And we also met the town priest. We saw this guy in black pants. He was wearing a regular shirt. And then the owners, they were all saying, "Father, Father, you want this? You want that?" And I was like, okay, this guy's got to be a priest. So I talked to him and he said, yes, he said mass for the nuns. He's seen Sister Wilhelmina. And actually, we're going to go to mass to his church tonight at St. Anne's, and I'll show you some videos of that. He told me they're actually restoring that church to what it originally looked like in the 1800s. So you wouldn't think that in this small little town, there would be so much history. So next, I'll be showing you videos of the actual monastery. Now we are walking to where she was originally buried. What's amazing is today is amazingly cloudy weather, a little bit rainy, 70 degrees. There's apparently other sisters buried here, so I'll take video up close. Here is a spot where Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster just about 2 months ago was unearthed, and when they looked at her casket, as the story goes, they saw a foot and realized there was something more than what they were expecting to find. As you see, they filled the ground in again, and now they are allowing the faithful to take dirt from this site to pray with, for healing, for all types of devotional use. And one of the things that I've been reflecting on is that 30 years ago, in this little area that's now an abbey, there was nothing. And now thousands of people from all over the country, because of the decision of one nun along with about 30 others to live a life of holiness, how much that can change the history of the world, the history of a country. So God can come and bring someone into a place where there's nothing, where there's no history, where there haven't been cathedrals and saints and thousands of years of history, nothing, just trees and dirt and plants. And if you live a life of holiness, if you live a life dedicated to God, He can turn it into a source of pilgrimage. He can do anything with it. God can literally make something out of nothing. So my friends, please let this be an encouragement, first to come visit here, but also in your own life. Maybe you think there's no holiness here where I live. You and God can make it happen. You can bring all the holiness that our world needs right where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in the middle of nowhere, like Gower, Missouri, and you could literally bring thousands of people in response to the life that you live, giving your life over to God. This is dirt from the gravesite of Sister Wilhelmina. Once in a lifetime, when else are you going to get things like this? Pretty amazing. Here are my fellow pilgrims, my kids. That's my wife and my mother-in-law. Miracles are already happening. Here are perhaps some closing thoughts. So, 15 hours of driving, and we were here in the morning praying in silence and with Mass. You need to come. Several things that are so beautiful. One is Sister Wilhelmina herself. Another thing is the reverent liturgy and seeing something that maybe you've never seen before with the sisters chanting. That was so beautiful. But then also the faith of the people here. You know, you start talking to people and you ask them, where are you from? Why are you here? And that's amazing. You know, that's actually one of my favorite things, because you see the way that God moves in the heart of so many people. Thank you for joining me on this video. Please pray for me. Let's keep each other in prayer as we journey on to the Lord. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.